Sorry to cut off the Bee Gees there for you, but we are back here with the 2015 Baltimore President's Cup on WLOI Loyola Radio. BP will be back next inning. Justin Thomas, Bobby Trossett with you here as the West now gets set to lead off this top of the fifth in an 8-7 ball game where they just hold on to a one-run lead here.
You know, and a lot of what is going on in the last half hour or so is exactly what President Young wants to see.
And another strike there on the inside corner. So a very quick two strikes here on the leadoff batter for the West All-Stars. And the pitch is cut on and missed, strike three. A strong start to the inning for the East All-Stars and their pitcher on the mound
is unnamed at this point, but we will try and get that as soon as possible. Now, JT, you know, there's been a lot that's been going on through this game, and exactly what President Young wants to see is the competition.
And he was a bit concerned about that, I know, after that top of the third inning, but right away the East gets back to this in the bottom of the third, scoring five in the bottom of the third, scoring one in the bottom of the fourth, and we are now looking at a pitch that just goes flying over the head of the batter, ducks out of the way very, very smartly. But we're looking at an 8-7 ball game here in the top of the fifth inning. And the pitch is outside for another ball.
You know, that's exactly what you want. You want this game to come down to, you know, the last few batters, the last inning even. And there's got a good chance to do that today.
And that is inside, a brush back pitch, and that will be a walk. Very quick four-pitch walk there.
You know, we got some more pitchers for both teams warming up in the outfield and center here. So again, there could be quite a few changes here in the next inning and a half or so.
And the pitch is low, hops its way at home plate, and that is ball one. We got a runner on first now, one out for the West.
Really seems to, as this game has transpired, it seems like a lot of the kids that they go to school with have joined us for this, and you know that's great for these kids.
I mean, you have so many kids from the Baltimore area, the East and the West, the public and the private schools, and yeah, they get to play this game with a bunch of their friends because, as we've seen, and here's a steal attempt towards second, and
ooh.
He is out standing up, didn't even try to slide.
Yeah.
He might have gotten in there if he slid, but and that is a nice play by the catcher and the second baseman there to make that out happen for the East, as we now have two outs at the top of the fifth.
Not sure what the West was. I'm not sure what that move was all about there. And you got to get dirty if you're going to do that, you know?
Got to get
ready
to slide.
Wear pants for a reason in this sport, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. If you don't have a little bit of dirt on your pants at the end of a baseball game, did you even play one?
I'd like to say no.
But this is an opportunity for all these kids to form some really good friendships with each other, too. And it really seems that's something that President Young really emphasizes for this game every year, as that pitch is fouled away into the stands on the first base line.
First baseman just simply ran out of turf there as it landed about the second or third row there on the right-hand side. We got a little pitcher and catcher meeting here. Just settle things down here. Weather the storm. This ball game has gone opposite ends of the spectrum. Obviously, East jumped out to a quick lead, and then the West came storming back.
And the pitch is inside for ball four. And we have a runner on first again now in the top of the fifth here with two outs here on WLOI Loyola Radio.
How about the will from this East team, what they were able to do, claw their way back into the game after going down seven runs? You know, that's definitely something to speak to about this game.
You know, the poise that you're seeing from these kids, and we were saying that this is a long sport, this is a long game, it's a game of ups and downs. We have a steal attempt towards second, and that makes its way into the outfield and slides in safely to second for a steal. But this is a long game, it has a lot of ups and downs to it. And these kids, really, at this young age, they really seem to be able to weather this storm a lot. Whenever they don't let themselves get too emotionally high or too emotionally low. They just keep going with the game, and that's what you like to see.
Absolutely. Yeah, we got great diversity here between public and private schools, and I think there's a great competition level between them.
And the pitch is cut on and missed for a strike.
As President Young alluded to, this opportunity for them as far as the actual physical aspects of this stadium is something that they're not used to at all.
And that pitch is just a bit high for a ball.
You know, some of these public school players out here, they got to be in awe by this because, you know, the public school simply can't afford to have the private school type of material. And this is a great opportunity for them to get, you know, some reps on some great grass and some great turf.
But this is the beginning of the baseball season. The field hasn't been torn up yet. This is a well-groomed field.
Oh, it's pristine.
Oh yeah. Perfect. And that is fouled down the right field line there.
Let me put it this way. As a landscaper over the summer, I'm looking at this grass and my mouth is watering. It is beautiful out there. Pat and Bob's Lawn Care. Give us a call. We do it all. 2015 President's Cup. JT and BP are on the floor right now. I'm loving it. Hello.
Oh, that is...
Hello.
That wasn't even a brush back pitch. That was a duck and cover pitch as he hits the deck there, avoiding the pitch, and he gets to first base on a walk there, and that was quite a ball four.
Look out on that one. You earned your trip to the plate there.
Absolutely. And we have now two runners on, one in scoring position. We got runners on first and second, two outs in the top of the fifth, and here's the pitch, and that skips its way into the catcher's glove for ball one.
So number 14, Richard Dismill, makes his way into the batter's box and awaits the pitch here.
And the 1-0 pitch is again in the dirt, 2-0 now. And he may want to... And we now have a coach's meeting at the mound. A little worried now. They're right in this game. They're only down by one run, but these coaches want to make sure they don't put this game back out of reach again with these two runners on base now, one at the plate and a 2-0 count where the batter can feel free to swing away if he wants.
Hey, great opportunity for Richard Dismill here. He is a little utility player here out of the Academy for College and Career Exploration High School, who seems like we've talked about that school a lot here today. They're featuring a couple players here today, so good opportunity for the recruitment process of that school. So Dismill digs in here, and they're ready to go.
And the 2-0 pitch is just outside for ball three now, as we are just one ball away from possibly loading up the bases here with two outs. Seems that everything in this game has happened pretty much with two outs.
Which, you know, it's a testament to their abilities. With you know, two outs is not easy to get runs with.
And that is ball four in the dirt, and we now have the bases loaded here for the West. Top of the fifth, two outs. I don't think you can ask, if you're President Young, you wanted the excitement in this game. I don't think you can ask for much more excitement than this right now.
You know, this guy's up here predicting all sorts of things. You're right. You said magic earlier. That guy's got more than magic.
And that pitch is again in the dirt. He's just not finding the location right now as that skips to home plate for ball one. As number 17 for the West is at the plate, Lawrence.
Jephtha Lawrence, 5'10", 200-pound senior here.
And that goes over the catcher's head, and it careems back off the bricks as we
chaos.
Have chaos ensues, and we have the runner is out at first. The ball goes way beyond the catcher, so far and so fast beyond the catcher that it actually hit off the bricks in the backstop. Bounces its way quickly back to the catcher, who recovers. The runner coming from third had to backtrack, which led to a just big pileup on the bases. They went back to first base and tagged the runner out there, and the East really gets out of a jam.
You know, at first I thought that it was going to be a favorable bounce off of the brick, but really it just messed up all the base runners. Complete chaos ensued, as you said, and out of a heck of a jam there for the East, and they're going to keep it close here, 8-7.
Yeah, let's see what the East can do here as we head into the bottom of the fifth. Now, you of course are listening to the broadcast of the 2015 Baltimore President's Cup from Camden Yards here on WLOI Loyola Radio. You've got Justin Thomas, Bobby Trossett, and Brendan Pierce will be joining us again next inning after the bottom half of this inning comes to a close. We got a nice dance screen happening now at Camden Yards. Come on. We gotta get some nice dancing going here. A wave is not dancing. What are you doing, sir?
You aim it on the booth up here. We'll show you something.
Exactly. Aim it up here. We got you guys. We got you.
So now, Jeptha Lawrence is now, after that chaotic at-bat, he is now going to go and take the mound for the West. Again, he's the 5'10", 200-pound senior out of Carver Vocational Technical High School. And he's going to try and get things started here for the West. Again, bottom fifth here. JT and I are happy to be here again for our first President's Cup together and last, unfortunately.
I know. President Young, he will see you guys next year, but said, I'll see you guys next year.
You know what that means.
And I almost said, well, you won't see me, but who knows?
Hey, you know what? You know what that means. He wants you back here. You better get your butt back here.
I'd love to. If I'm in the area.
Look, BP and I will house you for a couple nights, all right?
I'll be the super senior.
You can stay for Loyola Palooza.
Exactly. I'll stay for Loyola Palooza. We'll have GWB.com, of course, at Loyola Palooza this year opening.
Now, shout out those guys.
Segway of the year right there by Bobby Tross, everybody. That's how you do it. That is how you do it. GWB.com, Loyola Zone, will be opening for Loyola Palooza tomorrow at noon. At noon.
And yeah, I've heard it's about 12:30-ish when they're going to come on.
And, of course, they are opening for Ex-Ambassadors, Radical Something, and Parachute. So that's going to be exciting. So we are now ready to kick off the bottom of the fifth inning here. Pitch from Lawrence is cut on and missed, strike one.
And in steps Erie Exum to the plate. He's a pitcher and first baseman out of Digital Harbor High School, the first time we've mentioned that high school today.
And this pitch is way high.
What was he doing there, a little knuckler?
It looked like a knuckler. He's pitching he's pitching a lot from the elbow. It's not coming from the shoulder. It's coming a lot from the elbow motion right now. And that is hit into left field, given chase's left fielder. Can he get there? No, he runs out of real estate. And that's foul.
And it bounces back into the field there, a little souvenir.
And Lawrence almost has a bit of a shot put looking motion there with his with his pitching. He's getting the job done, though, as he's got a nice pitcher's 1-2 count now early in the bottom of the fifth.
Get big body, big stature by this by Mr. Lawrence. Let's see if he can overpower Exum here.
And the pitch is lined over the shortstop into left field, and that will be a single to lead off the inning for the East. Very, very well done there by Exum. As he leads off the inning for the East, going into left field with a nice line drive. And we have one runner on in the bottom of the fifth and no outs now. Lawrence takes a look over to first base as if to say, don't even try. And the delivery, and they're going for the steal. And it's a good throw, but not in time, as we have another stolen base this afternoon. And we have a runner on second in scoring position now. So the tying run is in scoring position for the East All-Stars.
It looks like we got a little presidential at the plate here. Major Bullock out of Paul Lawrence Dunbar High School is the student government president.
There we go. We got Major Bullock III. If that is not a student government president name, I don't know what is.
I would vote, absolutely.
Just based on the name.
Right.
Just based on the name.
I don't need your resume.
Vote Major.
So again, he is out of Paul Lawrence Dunbar High School. He's got an opportunity here.
Pitch from Lawrence is over Major's head there, and that will be another pit, another ball there from Lawrence. He's been pitching them a bit inside recently. He said, see if he can locate the center or outside of the plate again. But he sets up again, and here's the pitch, and that is high, and that is ball four, as Major Bullock III will head to first base now, drawing a walk, as we now have the tying run in scoring position on second. We have the go-ahead run on first, and we are just at the bottom of the fifth inning with no outs.
And Jamar Hawkins steps into the plate, number 9, an outfielder out of Baltimore City College. Not much to him. I think he spends the majority of his high school season batting leadoff, so let's see what he can do here with runners on first and second.
And the pitch is inside, and the catcher tries to go down to second. The throw goes over third base and into the stands as the runner now gets the chance to take home plate, and that will bring in the tying run for the East All-Stars.
They're on their feet.
As we have an 8-8 game in the bottom of the fifth here. How's that for your close game?
That's all you want in a game like this. Absolutely. You got the East kids up on their fence. They're back into this game. You know, I'm sure for a while they weren't sure where this was going to go, and we could see the body language kind of, going down the hill. And, hey, 8-8 tie, and props to them for getting themselves back into this game.
Runner took a long lead off second base, and the catcher for the West saw that, tried to be a bit sneaky and try to pick him off before he could get back, but very smart play by the runner, just immediately running down towards third, caused an errant throw, and he makes it home. And that pitch is high for a ball.
See Devin Funderbunk out of Baltimore City College, number 2 in the on-deck circle. He'll get his first at-bat today.
And the pitch is cut on and missed, and that is a strike. As Bullock took a little bit of a lead off third base there. He's taking a couple steps here, taking 3 big strides over towards home. And that pitch is high for ball 4. And we have runners on the corners now, first and third, no outs in the bottom of the fifth, in a tie ball game. And Funderbunk will come to the plate.
Gotta love what's going out in here up on the towards the right field bleachers. It seems like a lot of kids from all these kids' high schools are coming out to support and hanging out and on this beautiful day.
I mean, it's free admission. Your friends are playing at Camden Yards.
Why not?
Why not?
Ooh.
And pickoff attempt down to third from the catcher there as the runner steals second. Doesn't go to second. Chooses to try to pick off Bullock at third. Almost got him. So we have 2 runners in scoring position now. No outs in the bottom of the fifth inning here. And the pitch to Funderbunk is high. And that will be a ball. You gotta love the poise of these kids, though. This is the biggest of stages they could possibly play in right now, Camden Yards. They, don't know how to really adjust to this real quick. They have the East gets down really quickly. The West starts to give up a lead, but both teams are still right in this game, and they have been really headstrong so far.
It's really anyone's ball game now. That is for sure.
The pitch from Lawrence is way inside and causes Funderbunk to jump over to the left there out of the batter's box, and we might have another walk to put people on the corners again.
Another good opportunity here.
And the pitch from Lawrence is cut on and missed by Funderbunk, and he signals over to the coach. He thought it was going to be a little bit lower.
As BP's photography in the distance is killing it as always.
And the pitch from Lawrence is cut on and missed, and that is strike 3. A clutch strikeout from Lawrence there, who got behind in the count and was able to you know, fight his way back in there and strike out Funderburk. I just love that you actually stopped to pose for the picture, though. I look over and I see that you've got this nice wide stance going, getting ready for this picture.
Hey, you know what?
Do it for the gram.
Do it for the gram.
The first pitch from Lawrence is high and inside for ball one. And again, we got runners on second and third, one out. The pitch from Lawrence is cut on and missed. That strike one. We got a 1-1 count. You're listening to the 2015 Baltimore President's Cup here on WLOI Loyola Radio. JT, Bobby Trossett, and BP will be joining us again at the top of next inning, and this is hit into the gap in left center field, and it will drop, and the center fielder is given chase. The runner from third, Bullock, will come home. We have another run coming to the plate, and he is standing up on home plate safely. Two runs come in to score, and we now have a 10-8 ball game. The East have taken the lead back in this game for the first time since the second inning.
Again, a ton of room out there in the outfield to poke a little liner. Very easy to get both runners in there, and quite the double. And looks like we're going to have either a pitching change or a little advising going on from the West head coach.
And Aaron Parham will be the one stepping up to the plate for the East All-Stars, as he looks to see what he can do now, seeing his teammates just drive in two more runs to get the lead in this inning, but also tie it earlier in this inning. Been three-run innings so far for the East All-Stars. Nice 10-8 ball game here.
Right, so now, sometimes when you get that cushion, you become a little bit complacent, indirectly, you know, inadvertently. You don't do it on purpose, obviously. But when you have that tie game, everything is magnified, and every pitch counts. So let's see what we can do here. You know, you got that cushion now, so... it's 10-8, one out. See if you can get a little momentum here and solidify yourself to finish off this game.
It looks like Kilpatrick will be coming to the mound for the West All-Stars.
Kilpatrick out of Mount St. Joe's. He's had quite the career there so far.
Sidearm delivery.
Yep.
Nice sidearm delivery there. Don't see that too often anymore.
Especially at that age. You know, oftentimes that's developed late in the development of a player.
Loving the Star Wars Cantina jazz music happening right now in Camden Yards. Guess they were excited about the new trailer that came out 2 days ago for Star Wars.
And, you know, a big hats off to all the Orioles production crew that made this event possible. Obviously sponsored by City Council President Jack Young and his team. But at the same time, this event could not happen without the Orioles production crew. So really props to them.
And here is the pitch from Kilpatrick. And that is a steal attempt at third. And he is out.
Now, that was a close one, JT. I thought he had a foot in there. It looked like... Now, there's no doubt that the ball got there before he was at the base. But I thought he got... It looks like the call... Oh, he was a little confused down there, wasn't he?
He thought he was safe, too.
He was to stay on that base.
He was determined.
Now, I thought he had a point, though, because I thought his foot may have just gotten in there. The ball definitely got... And sometimes that can be deceiving when the ball beats the player.
And swing and a miss for a strike. Strike one. It did. The ball got there on a very good throw from the catcher. It was handled well by the third baseman, but it was anticipated very well by the runner. It was just such a bang-bang play that it's hard to judge it sometimes, but can't argue with the call. Don't know that I would have... don't know if I can fully argue with that call. It looked like he may have been safe, but a play that happens that quickly...
Right. No doubt a bang-bang play.
Can't fault the umpires on that one. Plus, they're out here for as much fun as the kids are, so.
You know, we got to talk a little bit about the coaches too. I don't think we've given them enough love. You know, there's a few coaches for each team. East is coached by Bernie White, Miles Johnson, James Drew, and Brett Linenkall. And then over on the West, James Foster, William Greenwell, and Scott Petticord. And you know what they're doing for these two teams is a big deal too. And you know the fact that they got selected for this is a big deal as well. And you know, speaks to their abilities.
And they're bringing all these kids together as Parham draws a walk to head down to first base now. They're bringing all these kids together from all these different schools, from all these different backgrounds, and they're bringing them together for this really great opportunity, this fantastic game. And, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy to bring a roster together from all different styles of play, from all different types of teams. No. And they've been doing a really good job with that, as we obviously see here in a very good 10-8 ball game.
And you know what? Thanks to all of our listeners that are listening out there right now. I know there's a lot going on in Loyola today. I do know one Mrs. Pierce is listening.
As that is foul back near us.
Look out. BP, when are you going to get your glove, huh? But seriously, Mrs. Pierce, we're glad you're listening. We hope that as much as what's going on in Loyola's campus today, that some of our peers are checking us out today as a throwdown of first and runner safe.
Big swing and a miss by DeMario. He was swinging for the fences on that one. I just love that on that foul ball back there that came towards us, guy who ended up catching the foul ball had a baby on his chest. He was carrying a baby and managed to hold the baby in one hand against his chest, reach down for the ball in the other as it was just one fluid, nonchalant motion. Well done.
Man, so if there's an MVP award given out today, you and I are going to go find him after the game, all right?
Sounds good. And he is safe on the steal at second. Parham gets in there. So good steal by Parham there to get back into scoring position for the East.
Now, DeMario's at the plate right now. He's out of the Friends School of Baltimore. Look for him to possibly maybe get a little bit of time on the mound here and some crunch time towards these last couple innings.
And he fouls that one back. And that makes its way a little bit in front of us there, but more over the home dugout there that the East is sitting in. And DeMario makes his way down to first on a walk. And now stepping up to the plate for the East, number 12... And that comes way up by us. And that... Did it land in her purse? Oh, it landed right behind her purse.
I don't know, but our director, John DeVecca, scared me out of my boots there. I thought I was going to get nailed in the head.
He was protecting us. He reached out.
Yeah, he was pushing me toward it, wasn't he?
No, he was saying, save me, pushing you towards it. But a couple of fans here getting some nice souvenirs as they are here to a beautiful day here at Oriole Park at Camden Yards as the O's are in New York. And that is flown out to center field and caught, and that will end the inning. The E's get 3 runs, though, in the bottom of the 5th inning, and they take a 2-run lead with a score. The East All-Stars 10, the West All-Stars 8. As you are listening to the 2015 Baltimore Presidents Cup broadcast, listening to Justin Thomas, Bobby Trossett, and Brendan Pierce will be joining us here as we come back from the break. So stay tuned, everybody. You do not want to miss the rest of this very, very good game.